Casey Hines shapes her entire science curriculum around the balloon launch. The goal is to reach 100,000 feet, almost into the vacuum of space. To make the giant helium balloon work in those conditions, the students have to learn engineering, math, and meteorology. But there's no quiet reading of textbooks in this classroom. The students are split into teams. Celeste Martin and Sol Clifford are members of the payload team, in charge of getting the balloon's scientific instruments ready for launch.
And so I'm making the box that will have everything in it.
And then we're going to attach that to the balloon and the parachute. And we're going to send it into the stratosphere. And hopefully it won't hit the jet stream. Otherwise it's going to go over to, like, maybe Florida.
Other teams handle everything from GPS tracking to social media. Ben Young designs the plastic pieces built by the classroom's 3D printer. He just fitted the balloon's camera into its bright yellow holder.
Having trouble with it, but we finally got it in, so I'm just excited about that.
Excited is the key word here. That's the whole point, says teacher Casey Hines.
I want my class to make an impact on kids and really steer them towards careers in science, technology, engineering, and math. But we got to be able to provide the right experiences for the kids to get them hooked, especially in middle school. I think it's critical to hook them in middle school.
Jobs in science and technology are expected to grow, yet only 16% of high school seniors nationwide are interested in those careers and have the math skills to pursue them. In a survey of 8th grade science teachers in Arizona, less than half reported having the resources they need. Hines applies for grants from NASA and the National Weather Association to fund the balloon project. It's all to foster the dreams her students already have about their futures.
I want to be a geologist or a lawyer.
I'm some sort of computer engineer.
I want to be a civil engineer.
I want to be a veterinarian.
Bruce Sidlinger is an aerospace engineer who volunteers on the project. He says launch day recreates the inspiration of the Apollo era, when kids were motivated to study science.
It doesn't really matter too much if the balloon completes its mission and if it's recovered afterwards. What matters is the learning leading up to the release of the balloon. Everything they learn in here, they're desperate for that information.
On launch day, the students gather in Sidlinger's hangar at the Flagstaff Airport. They crowd around the balloon, attaching their scientific instruments. The hangar doors open, and Casey Hines carries the balloon outside. Sixth grader Riley Keller holds its tether while the crowd starts to count.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Soon the balloon is a small white speck in the sky. But for Casey Hines, the big moment is still to come, watching her students watch the video feed from the camera attached to the balloon.
You see this awe and wonder in their face and their eyes, and their mouths are hanging open because they see this blackness of space and they see our planet there, and it's just really cool because they're never going to forget that.
I'm Melissa Sivany in Flagstaff,